today, we'd like to study the title of Tekel in Daniel chapter 5, verses 17 to 31. To online words people, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 17, then Daniel answered and said before the king, let your gifts before yourself and give your rewards to another. Yet I will read the writing to the king and make known to him the interpretation. What can we see in the phrase of let your gifts be for yourself? Question 2. In verse 23, and you have lifted yourself up against the Lord of heaven, they have brought the vessels of his house before you, and you and your lords, your wives and your concubines have drunk wine from them, and you have praised the gods of silver and gold, bronze and iron, wood and stone, which do not see or hear or know, and the God who holds your breath in his hand and owns all your ways, you have not glorified. What can we learn from their drinking wine from the vessels of God's house? Last question 3. In verse 27, Tekel, T-E-K-E-L, you have been weighed in the balances and found wanting. Would your righteousness overweigh your unrighteousness if your life were weighed in the balance scale? Judah had been attacked and carried away as a captivity by Babylon since 606 before Christ. In 586 before Christ, Judah was completely conquered by Babylon. Babylon was reigned by Nebuchadnezzar for about 40 years. Then his son Nabonidus reigned the territory of Babylon except the capital city, the well-fortified city, through which the river Euphrates flowed, reigned by his son Belshazzar, stated in this chapter 5, Babylon was conquered by Medo-Persia through Darius, stated only in this chapter 5, not stated Darius the first or the second in Ezra. Other records name no king between Belshazzar, the Babylon last king, and Cyrus, the first king of Medo-Persian Empire. Thus, Darius the Mede might be a king who only survived shortly, about 3 years after the capture of Babylon. Then Cyrus, the general of the Persian army, became king of the Medo-Persian Empire. Verse 17, then Daniel answered and said before the king, let your gifts be for yourself and give your rewards to another. Yet I will read the writing to the king and make known to him the interpretation. So let your gift be for yourself. So Daniel appeared Belshazzar's gift before his interpretation coming from God. So we can see, number one, the gift of God is not for sale, but for the kingdom of God and his righteousness. One example, Book of Acts, chapter 8, verse 18 to 22. And when Simon saw death, through the laying on of the apostles' hands, the Holy Spirit was given. He offered them money. So Simon went to buy the gift of God to give the Holy Spirit from Peter, saying, "Give me this power also, that anyone on whom I lay hands may receive the Holy Spirit." But Peter said to Simon, "Your money perish with you, because you thought the gift of God could be purchased with money." So here, the gift of God is not for sale. It's not subject of commercialism. "You have neither part nor portion in this matter, for your heart is not right," so unrighteousness in the sight of God. "Repent therefore of this, your wickedness, and pray God, if perhaps the thought of your heart may be forgiven you." So Simon's the forgiven letter in this context. So that is the first one. Second, righteous interpretation, not influenced by prior gift. So really Daniel want to give a righteous interpretation, so which meaning coming from God in purity without influenced by prior gift through Belshazzar. Number three, probably Daniel was too old, about 90 years old, so he doesn't need the gift anymore. That's why he said, "You will read it to another person, not for him." Then, verse 18, "O King, the Most High God, gave Nebuchadnezzar." Now is the prior Belshazzar grandfather's history, you know, what happened. "Gave Nebuchadnezzar, your father, a kingdom and majesty," the high position, glory and honor. "And because of the majesty, the high position that he gave him, God gave your grandfather Nebuchadnezzar, all peoples, nations, languages trembled and feared before him," before your grandfather Nebuchadnezzar. "Whomever he wished, Nebuchadnezzar, whatever he wanted, he executed. Whomever he wished it, he kept alive. Whomever he wished it, he set up. And whomever wished, he put down." So, for example, whomever he wished, like that. Verse 20, "But when his heart was lifted up, his heart was arrogant, his spirit was hardened in pride." So, say, he was so proudful. "He was deposed from his kingly throne by God, and they took his glory from him." Then, so his glory took, they took, they meaning his pride, his arrogance, you know, those things took his glory from Nebuchadnezzar. "Then he was driven from sons of men. His heart was made like the beast, and his dwelling was with the wild donkeys." So he slept, you know, on the field. "They fed him with grass like oxen. So they, you know, ate in grass like oxen, and his body was wet with the dew of heaven, until he knew that the Most High God rules in the kingdom of man and appoints over it whomever he chooses," whomever God chooses, God wills. So until he know God is sovereign. So sovereignty God. Verse 22, "But you, his son," actually grandson, "Belshazzar, have not humbled your heart. You commit the same sin as your grandfather Nebuchadnezzar, arrogance. Although you knew all this. So, "and you have lifted yourself up against the Lord over heaven." So you intentionally blasphemed God, profaned the things of God. Then explain verse 23. They have brought the vessels of his house, profane the things of God. Because his house vessels that belong to God, you know, the things of God. Because Nebuchadnezzar stole the vessels in the temple of God in Jerusalem when he conquered Judah. Before you, and you and your lords, your wives, and your concubines have a drink wine from them. So there is a drink wine with them, not for God's purpose, but for their own sinful purpose, right? So one example, somebody donation to God, so donation should be used for God's purpose, not personal purpose. Matthew chapter 22, verse 21 said, they said to him, Caesar's, and Jesus said to them, give therefore to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's. So very, very separated between God's and the personal thing. So you should make earmark. So then the gods of silver, gold, you know, those idols I'm talking about, you praise the gods of silver, gold, bronze, and iron, wood, stone, which do not see or hear or know. So the other one is Psalm chapter 115, verse 3 and 4. But our God is in heaven. He does whatever he pleases. He does whatever he wants. He chooses. He will. Their idols are silver, gold, the work of man's hands. So man made idols. Psalm 135, verse 15 to 21. Also, the idols of nations are silver and gold, the work of man's hands. They have a mouth, but they do not speak. Eyes they have, but they do not see. They have ears, but they do not hear, nor is there any breath in their mouths. Those who make them are like them. So is everyone who trusts in them. The contrast, bless the Lord, O house of Israel. Bless the Lord, O house of Aaron. Bless the Lord, house of Levi. You who fear the Lord, bless the Lord. Blessed be the Lord out of Zion, who dwells in Jerusalem. Praise the Lord. So our God is alive, but the idols' gods are dead. So that's why we give so thankful for the Lord Jesus Christ is with us. And the God who holds your breath in his hands, so God sustained your life. So you owe your life to God. God is the sustainer of life, no matter what Christians or non-Christians. But non-Christians are so sad for them because they didn't know God sustains over their life. In fact, God sustains their life too. On all your ways, you have not glorified God. Nevertheless, the Belshazzar didn't glorify God. Then the fingers of the hand were sent from him, and this writing was written, and this is the inscription. Inscriptions are cryptic. That was written many, many tekel or fashion. This is the interpretation of each word. Now, cryptic interpretation, cryptic inscription, Daniel interpret. First of all, many, God has numbered your kingdom and finished in. Simply, your kingdom is over. Like Jesus told to a rich man in his parable, Luke chapter 12, verse 19-20. And the rich man said to my soul, Soul, you have many goods laid up for many years, which meaning for the life before his physical death. Take our ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said to the rich man, Fool, this night, this very night, your soul will be required of you. Then whose will those things be which you have provided? So this is the same meaning. Tonight, this very night, your soul will be required of you. So simply, your kingdom is over. Then tekel, many, tekel means you have been weighed in the balances and found wanting. Here, balances. A balance is always a symbol of justice. One example, Lady Justice. They're coming from the Roman goddess, but this I am explaining as an example, a symbol that is holding balance scales. So Lady Justice holding balance scales. Scales meaning measuring. For what? Measuring for righteousness and unrighteousness. Wearing a blindfold. Wearing blindfold. Impartiality. Blindfold in own eye, right? That is represents impartiality. So you can see Lady Justice is in a court or a law school easily. So here is balance, always a symbol of justice. So found wanting, wanting meaning found lacking, simply meaning his unrighteousness of his life outweighs his righteousness. So your life is a loser. Your life is a loser, the wanting, lacking. So all human works, no matter what, are found wanting, but the Lord Jesus Christ as a Savior to all Christians are considered not wanting. So the Lord Jesus Christ as a Savior obviously require repentance on faith, then believe in the Lord Jesus Christ Savior, then it's a word of baptism, and so on. That time, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit dwells in you. So because of your faith, you are deemed as righteousness. Because Jesus' righteousness is imputed upon you. So that's called justification. So you consider it as you did not commit any sin. So that point you would not be wanting. Otherwise, you would be wanting because all human righteousness is filthy rag. Verse 28, Paris, your kingdom has been divided and given to the Medes and Persians. So Paris is a singular form of Upharsin. So that means divided. So your kingdom divided to Medes and Persia. First time is Medes and Persia country, two allies, Medes and Persia. But later, Medes and Persia become one country, Persia, right? So from divided to Medes and Persia. So that was prophesied by Daniel through Nebuchadnezzar's dream. So it's a chest and arms of silver. Daniel chapter 2, verse 23. This image of a head was of fine gold, represents Babylon. It's a chest and arms of silver, represents two the organ. One is chest, the other one arms. So one is Medes, the other one Persian. Chest and arms of silver. Then it's a belly and thighs of bronze. So that is Greek. It's in that order. The last one is Rome. That kind of order. So this is Medes Persian. A lady was prophesied by Daniel through Nebuchadnezzar's dream. Verse 29, then Belshazzar, the king, gave the command, and they clothed Daniel with purple and put a chain of gold around his neck and made a proclamation concerning him that he should be the third ruler in the kingdom. How come third ruler? Because the first ruler, Belshazzar, his father, Nebuchadnezzar, is the second ruler. So then, third ruler to Daniel. So that's why the ruler. That very night, Belshazzar, so that night, Belshazzar, king of Chaldeans, was slain. Like your soul will be required over you this night. Exactly the same happened. But here, Daniel did not mention in detail. But archaeologists say in variety. But we may choose their sayings to make us understand his word, not to pervert or confuse it. So we just can use reference, you know, the archaeologist, you know, saying, you know, interpretation to understand the God's word, not, you know, make confusion. Verse 31, and Darius the Mede, right here the Mede, so no Persian, but the Mede part of Darius received the kingdom of Babylon, being about 60 years. So, short reigned for about 3 years, then Cyrus became the king of Mede Persia. About 100 years before this event, Isaiah prophesied in Isaiah chapter 44, verse 28. Who says of Cyrus, who he is my shepherd, and he shall perform all my pleasure, saying to Jerusalem, you shall be built, and to the temple, your foundation shall be laid. How marvelous is the word of God. Let's see each question answer. Question 1, verse 17. What can we see in the phrase of let your gift be for yourself? So Daniel refused the gift. Number 1, the gift of God is not for sale, but for the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Number 2, prior gift might influence his interpretation purely coming from God. So is righteousness interpretation should not be influenced by prior gift. Number 3, old Daniel doesn't need a gift. Here we see Daniel's no covetousness. Then question 2, what can we learn from their drinking wine from the vessels of God's house? Here, God's should be to God, Caesar's should be to Caesar's. So we should not use God's thing for personal purpose or personal simple purpose. Last question 3, in verse 27, tekel. You have been weighed in the balances and found wanting. Would your righteousness overweigh your unrighteousness if your life were weighed in the balance? The answer, no, absolutely not. But the Lord Jesus Christ is Savior. Only through the Lord Jesus Christ Savior, our righteousness would be overweight any unrighteousness. Let's just sing song all together. The page 43, song number 3. Then we conclude our Bible study.